Hello, the Cyprus, the prophetess, the word of God, episode 159. 159. And the foundational scripture is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. And by this time, you should be able to say it offhand with me, Hebrews 4, 12. And I'm sure you've opened the Bible to see it for yourself. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews 4:12. And we're boxing it up with James 1:22, one of the shortest verses. What is it saying? James 1:22. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And I keep saying, you are not in self-delusional. Why? Because you are a doer of the word. As you hear me, you are doing it. Your intention of here, the reason why you listen is because you want to do the word. So we have been looking at Luke 6:46 to 48, where we see a man who is digging deep so that he could lay a good foundation for his life. And Jesus said, Luke 6:46, and while I call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say. Oh, so sad, so sad. Why would you call Lord, Lord, and won't do? And some of the things, that's the one that even hurts me most, are very simple things that the Holy Spirit say, do this. Huh. And how, when we don't do it, oh God, as I'm thinking about, I'm even thinking of something very, very simple that the Holy Spirit said I should do that I've not done. You know, I went to a shop to invite somebody to church, and I felt, go in again. And I have not done that. And now it's piercing me, Lord, forgive me. So I'm sure that there are things that he said to do. But the most important thing is to do the word, to do what he has said in his word. So these other things are like things you hear, you feel led, you'll be drawn to do. But the word is the number one. The number one thing. Listen, if you do all the things that you feel like and do not the word, you have lost it. The word is that which holds everything. And I keep saying that if you dream or you have any vision and it's a contradiction to the word, throw away that dream or vision and pick up God's word. Or choose the word of God to challenge that dream or that vision. Listen to me, my dream, my vision. Listen, that came to me, or the dream that came to me. Hear ye the word of the Lord. And he begins to say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. To say that, hey, I frustrate and disappoint all the devices of the crafty. You're quoting Job. Job 5 now. I frustrate all the devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. They will not succeed. They will not succeed. Then you sleep again. So what am I teaching you? I'm teaching you to be a doer of the word. To be it. To be that. A doer of the word and not a hearer only. We hear, but let's do it. Let's do the word. The word. When it comes to the word of God, please be that man who say, when it comes to the word, I will do the word. No matter, I will even do it afraid, as somebody said, do it afraid. Even when there is fear, you say, hey, fear, get off me. I said, fear, I am not your relative. I have no connection with you. I am not a relative. Do not come near me. Get out. It's the spirit of fear. You are a spirit. You are not just a feeling. You are a spirit. Go in Jesus' name. Oh, somebody's liberated from the spirit of fear in Jesus' mighty name. So he said, the person dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. This is your life. Lay your foundation on the rock. This rock is Jesus. Lay it on Christ. Lay it on his word. And especially the epistles that were written for the church, that were written for the body of Christ, that were written for you. Because if you do not understand the epistles, you will never be able to interpret the Old Testament right. You will always get it wrong. You will always get it. You'll be saying, God is using me, or God is passing me through the wilderness and all. What are you doing in the wilderness? What is your path in the world. Oh, but we are like the children of Israel. Listen, you need to understand Christ and what he has come to do for us. And know that do not start from where the Israelites were. Start from where Christ has left off, where he leave it off, when he rose from the grave after disarming the devil and taking away his armory, and is now seated in heavenly places, and you are there together with him. That's why you need to read the word, especially the epistles, and see what Christ has done, and see who you are in Christ. Then you see that the Old Testament becomes very simple for you. So you are so blessed, blessed, blessed. Keep listening and keep reading the word to be what? A doer of the word. Bye.